Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, how?
show me, back it up, put it on me. Act right, don't show me, back it up, put it on me. And what you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up. Get your body wider, baby girl, lift them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up. What you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired of. Get your body wider, baby girl, lift them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up.
Your body's
show
no singing, baby. Show me how you do the touch.
We gon' pop some champagne.
Take his cool off,
boy.
So I just press it.
Early in the morning, whiskey on my mind.
I'ma take my time,
yeah.
Do it how we want.
Just to set the mood, girl. I brought some water, yeah. It's our leg.
Hola, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Love the way I'm doing it. So good she won't put my tattoo on it. Bottom line is, you the finest. Gave you a new name.
What's that? What's that? What's
my?
Hold up, hold up. Won't air.
Let's capture this moment. If I, then I own it. Wanting every morning. On the trone, girl, we groaning.
But that got me feeling like a kid with a street light song.
Street light song. You know I gotta go until it's
early in the morning. I'ma take my time. Do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl. I brought some Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. Just let the song play.
Holla, 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 talk to the top of the man. You talking to a grown man. Like, wait, 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 too much up in your pants for us not to make the bed quick.
There goes the bitch.
Everybody rip the swag off, before I rip the tag off. Why my pants sag off? Cause I'm rapping my ass off. Flow so ugly, money so handsome. Just anthem, get it? The anthem.
Early in the morning, this is all alone. I'ma take my time, do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl. I brought some Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. Just let the song play.
Cause
I don't really wanna talk too much, but you love it when I talk like a lost stick. And I love how you look when you're blazing, and I swear you turn at least half Asian. And we bout to have a liaison. She's so cool, give hair with a shades on.
Whoa.
You should just go through a K-bone.
Whoa.
And it's just so amazing.
So amazing. So amazing.
Take it to the car, bloop bloop. That look like I'm speed racing. Leaving with me, it'll boost your reputation. West side is where I'm stationed. Spent all night just champagne tasting. Ain't no rush, girl, let's just pace it till it's
early in the morning.
Yeah,
I'ma take my time. Do it how we want. Now we just to set the mood. Girl, I brought some water. Yeah, it's a let's just let the song play. This was all inspired by a little Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay.
Understanding, you're all I want and need. See, tough as long as your love stays the same.
I got all the questions. just had a couple of songs this morning. That was my man Future and Kelly Rowland. Before that, we had my man Music Soul Child and Jill Scott and Jamie Foxx. What's going on, everybody? You got Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm doing, trying to wake my ass up and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes this shit is starting to get a little hard in the morning and everything. It's 47 degrees out here, fair in Las Vegas, Nevada. Like I said, a high today is going to be 70 degrees. So everybody that want to get out and get your shopping and everything done, you know what I'm saying? This month has went by slowly but quickly, you know what I'm saying? And we're on our way into February. Got a lot of stuff coming up in February. You know, February is supposed to be Black History Month. You know what I'm saying? It's the shortest month of the year and everything. So we're going to make sure we put y'all up on some Black History and everything that we try and do daily. I know around the, I know we got a lot going on around the world, you know what I'm saying? I know, big shout out to everybody, and we're praying for everybody in Atlanta right now. You know, they've been hit with a hell of a snowstorm. Snow has stopped traffic, you know what I'm saying? Got traffic at a standstill right now, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, along the I-285. North of a metro area, when a storm Wednesday, January 29, 2014, in Atlanta, Georgia, Governor Nathan Deal said earlier Wednesday that the National Guard would be sending military Humvees into Atlanta freeway systems in attempt to move stranded school buses and get food and water to people. Georgia State Police troopers headed out to schools where children were hunkered down. And early Wednesday after spreading spending the night there. So they were basically trapped in everywhere. The children were spending the night in schools, transportation, crews couldn't get out to treat the roads, to bring gas to motorists. This is tragic. It's tragedy, you know what I'm saying? But this is the reason why I don't stay in the Midwest or the East Coast and shit, because of all this damn snow. Fuck all of this snow. I can't, my body won't permit it. Sometimes you got to get up and move like somebody. I know everybody like to be in the southern regions and things like that, but this winter weather gets terrible by the years, okay? You know what I'm saying? So you have to be careful with that and where you're staying, especially people all out on the East Coast, all right? So you make sure you guys, make sure you stay warm, you know what I'm saying, and make sure you get your heaters working and everything like that, you know what I mean? So, you know, we're going to keep praying for y'all out there in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So, and also in news, Justin Bieber was charged with criminal assault. You know what I'm saying? Bieber is charged with assault to a limo driver in Toronto. So he's constantly got his ass in a sling, got his ass doing something he ain't got no business doing and everything. You know what I'm saying? so we just this is just some of the things in the news that we are checking out. You know what I'm saying? Trying to see what's going on in local news and everything. But other than that, today's topic on the morning show this morning is bullying. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of people out there that has been bullied in their life. You know what I'm saying? I know I've been bullied before. Growing up in school and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And I know we are still dealing with that to this day, you know what I'm saying? So that's one of the topics. That's our topic this morning on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show and everything like that. I know we've been seeing a type of bullying as far as cyberbullying online. You got these people that figure they can force your child to do certain things or get hella tough. I don't see how somebody can be hella tough online on Facebook. I've never gotten that. I've never seen that before in my life. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna address that. You know what I mean? And we're gonna get some calls and everything, and talk to some people and see have they been bullied and stuff like that. I know Tara has been posting up stuff on Facebook and everything about cyberbullying and things like that, and you know, I just posted a piece about a anchor woman who had gotten a letter from one of her viewers that was saying how she was obese and overweight and not a good role model for society or for young women and things like that. And who are you to judge who a role model is and who's fit for society, who's ready for society, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we have a lot of stuff. This stuff has been going on for decades and decades. People have been, I don't know why people feel that they need to pick on, I wouldn't say the weaker people, but I figure they feel that we're weak because of our size. They feel that we're weak because of our laid backness. They feel that we're weak because of the way that we go about things, just because we're not all over the top and all with a lot of drama and everything, and we try and talk things out. You know, people tend to feel that large people, fat people, obese people does not fit in society. They tend to think that it's society that really gives us a hard time, you know, with the subliminals on TV and, you know, a lot of our favorite movie stars and television actors and actresses. You know, they start out, you know, heavy set and this, that, and the other, and as soon as the show goes on, goes off for the season or goes on hiatus for the season, then you see them come back and they're skinny, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. They done lost weight and stuff, you know what I mean? So we're going to address that topic this morning. If you got something to say, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810, and we will be right back with my co-host, Miss Tara, you know what I'm saying? Because I know she's got a lot to say, you know, about this. So we'll be right back after these messages, and it's time to wake your ass up.
Just as soon as your shift is over, and I'll be waiting. I can't sleep. Reminiscing about you. What we do. Hitting it, babe.
And I hope you have
up this morning. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. That was my man Genuine and So Anxious. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's joining me this morning. It's 8:33 a.m. This morning. You know what I'm saying? And the topic this morning is bullying. You know, have you ever been bullied in school, or have you ever been bullied, or someone trying to bully you on online or on these social sites and this, that, and the other? You know, we get a lot of Facebook gangsters and online gangsters that figure that they can scare women or scare children into doing certain things and stuff like that. You know, this is also along the lines with how to catch a predator. You know what I'm saying? We got people on these social sites and things preying on our children and preying on some adults. Some of you grown-ass adults and this and the other are afraid to speak up and say that someone's bullying you or someone's bothering you or this, that, and the other. You know, I know someone was hitting me up the other day talking about every time they put a block on a person on Facebook, they would create another page and come back and hit them with a friends request and things like that. You know, that's when you need to call the Facebook police and stuff like that, you know, to report these people. You know what I'm saying? People, you can't always handle things on your own. This is what they got these cyber police, Facebook police and everything, where you can call and report people and let them know that someone is harassing you, or let them know that someone is stalking you on Facebook, things like that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it has to be addressed, it has to be talked about and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And this is something that you need to talk about with your children. You never know what your children are going through in school, the reason why they don't want to go to school, or the reason why they're skipping school all the time or cutting certain classes or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I was teased and bullied very badly in school and in high school and everything until I learned how to grab a motherfucker around his neck and choke the shit out of him and shake the shit out of his ass and everything like that, because it's the fear of having to deal with someone standing there with a bunch of people behind them and they're teasing you and things like that and calling you names and all of that, you know what I'm saying? And my big mama told me, you hit the first motherfucker that's talking the most shit. The most shit, the nigga that's running off at the mouth at the most, you hit that nigga in the mouth first, and I bet you everybody else will run. Well, you know, I took Big Mama's advice, and when he ran up on me that next morning in school talking crazy and calling me Fat Albert, that's one thing that will make me tear up a motherfucking town is to call me Fat Albert and this, that, and the other. That's what I fought in school about because I was obese. I was overweight. But he came up with that shit, and I clocked that nigga with my Mickey Mouse lunchbox and shit, hit that nigga upside the head so hard, put a dent in my damn lunchbox and shit, broke my damn thermos. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't have no more problems out of him anymore. So to Cedric Stone, they used to fuck with me in high school. Yeah, you probably still rubbing that lump on your head, nigga, because I clocked your ass just as hard as I possibly could and everything like that. You won't never call somebody else a fat motherfucker no more or a fat bastard or talk about somebody's mama and things like that because I tried to break that Mickey Mouse lunchbox off in that nigga's ass, okay? You know what I'm saying? And for everybody that's out there listening and things like that, I'm not saying that the way to handle a bully is to is to jump in his ass, but you get these bullies. Bullies are being bold these days. They're following you home. They're doing mean things. They're creating social pages about you and social sites and things like that, and putting your picture in it to where thousands and thousands of people can see that. Even your school friends, even people in your community, and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I was watching the movie Carrie last night. This is what Carrie was about. It was about high school bullying. They bullied that little girl and this and the other, and they didn't know that little girl had telekinesis and all of that, and it could make shit move and close shit and this, that, and the other, and she wound up getting in everybody's ass. Please do not put that past no one today. You got a lot of people reading books. You got a lot of people doing a lot of studying, and what do you think those people do after you tease them and you taunt them and things like that? They go and do their research and read up on how can this stop? How can they make this stop? How can they get back at your ass so it can stop and you can stop teasing them? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not perfect. Everybody wasn't built to be perfect. But everybody has a right to be who they are and don't have to be talked about or bullied about it or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So this is what's going on. This is the topic this morning. If you want to join in, you have questions or comments, you can hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Once again, I see my call lines are empty. You know, we're talking about issues that need to be talked about that's going on today. You know what I'm saying, and everything. It's cool to do a morning show where we're having fun and, you know, we talking shit and we talking about people and putting people on blast. But now it's time to put some of these issues on blast because we got a lot of our adult people and young adults that's walking around here that don't have a clue. And hopefully my morning show and things like that will make a difference and everything. You know, it's cool to laugh and start your morning off good, but it's also good to laugh and start your morning off with a little education, so that way when you go out in the streets, you're a little more educated than you were a few minutes ago and things like that, especially if you got somebody at work. You got that boss at work that just likes to fuck with you for no reason. He gives you the bullshit-ass jobs to do and shit to clean up and take out the trash and all of that shit. Knowing that ain't in your job description, that's a form of bullying. That's somebody that's using their authority over you to get you to basically kind of like bow down, to adhere to what they're talking about and things like that. And I know a lot of y'all out there that's like, I don't want to lose my job, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, if this motherfucker say something else to me, you know what I'm saying? All hell going to break loose, but you get to thinking about your kids and everything and what you got at stake and the bills and what you got paid for and all of that. But look here, check this out. Nothing is worth being humiliated or being taunted or talked about or anything like that. You're not supposed to be belittled in front of people. You know what I'm saying? So we have to start standing up for this and everything, not let alone just for this, but for our children. We have to start standing up for our children and everything, because our children is dealing with a lot of shit in high school and stuff, and things that we don't even get a chance to hear about, talk about, because sometimes they are too ashamed to come home and talk to us about it. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, you got any comments? It's 8:41 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. Wake your ass up, morning show. You know what I'm saying? It's time to wake your ass up all the way around. Wake your ass up in the morning to get up and get ready for work, and to wake your mind up physically so you know what's going on when you get to work. Like I said, we'll be right back with my girl Tara Tara right after this, right after these messages. I guess I'm about to play another song and everything like that, because we ain't got no sponsors yet, but we about to get all of that settled in and everything like that. So when I say we'll be right back after these messages, I'm going to play a song, all right? All right, then, y'all. We'll be right back.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine.
Always complaining about me never being at home. But when a valve broke, she's telling me about the things that her girlfriend's got and what she ain't got. And she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're moaning now, I'll be home.
Going on, wake your ass up. You got your fat man up in here to wake your ass up morning show. You know what I'm saying? 8:47 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I mean? That was my man, Bobby Womack. If you think you're lonely now, just wait until the night and shit. You know what I'm saying? 8:47 a.m. out here. Like I said, it's 70 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a warm day. We're starting to warm up out here. Today's topic is bullying. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going on in our homes, in our schools, online, especially with our children. You know what I'm saying? And if you've ever been bullied by someone in life, you know, because I was in school. And this is what we're going to talk about. This is what we're talking about this morning. Like I said, you know, when it seems to tend to talk about something that's community orientated and something that needs to be spoken on, we don't get the calls. We don't get the feedback. We get people that stand back and everything like that. And it's cool to stand back and listen, but sometimes you got to stand up and take a stand and speak about it. The only way that you're going to be able to deal with things and meet your fears head on is to talk about it, is to communicate about it. Online right now, we got my my co-host, Tara, all the way from the East Coast, Detroit, Michigan, out there in Mount Clemens and everything like that. So we're going to bring her on the line. That's what I'm trying to do right now. But this thing is keeps spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and everything. Let me see if I can get her to call me back or everything, because this is what I'm talking about and everything. So listen, y'all, I'm going to have some technical difficulties real quick. I'm going to have to go to another song and reboot this shit and everything, and I'll be right back in just a minute. Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? Got your boy Fat Man back up in here. I had to take a quick break and kind of switch everything around and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? So right now I'm going to introduce my co-host and everything. She rides with me every morning and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to bring in my girl Tara. Tara, good morning, Tara. Wake your ass up.
Morning, good morning. Wake your ass up.
Yeah,
what's happening, Fat Man?
Nothing much. You know, me and these computer problems and everything like that.
Oh, man, mine do that, too. As soon as you try to do something important, you know, the Matrix be like, no!
Yeah. Exactly. But other than that, we were up talking about bullying this morning. I've been doing some research and seeing a lot of things that's been going on and everything. But I know one thing that you've put something, you posted something very interesting on my wall just a few minutes ago before we went to the station break and everything like that. And I want you to kind of explain to everybody, because I kind of put it up as everybody need to know
about Sarah Bartlett,
their Black history. Yeah, about Sarah. What's her name again?
Sarah Bartman. She was called a Hottentot Venus. And they found her in Africa, and they were amazed with her because she had this humongous booty, you know.
Okay.
And the Hottentot women were known to have heavy derrières. So they took her, and they put her in a freak show because she was an amazement, and she was all the rage in England. And they traveled with her in the circus, and, you know, they exploited her.
Mm-hmm.
And after they got done exploiting her, she fell into prostitution. And she gave herself out so much that she ended up dying from some type of venereal disease. And they took her genitalia and her rear end, and they put it on display in a museum.
Okay.
And they just got it where they finally buried her body, like 100 and some years later. But they traveled her all over the country, and people would pay to see her, and they were so amazed by her because her butt was so big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a form of bullying because people would tease her and they call her black this and black that, and she took it, you know. She the man who was the circus ringleader, I guess, he married her to be able to get her out of the country or something like that. But, you know, it was a form of bullying. It was a form of putting a woman on display and making fun of her, you know. And in Africa, to be a heavy set person means wealthy, means happy. You know, and it's a lot of and I got to say this. You know what I used to get teased for when I was coming up? Because I was skinny, I had titties and long hair, and I was smart.
Okay.
And that was like the worst thing in the world to be in the 80s, I guess. But you look at it now, that's what everybody wants to be. So a lot of people that tease, it's called projection. They're projecting their own inferiorities onto another person because secretly they want to have what that person has.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I remember I was in like I think I was in like the ninth grade, and I was up at the school and I was hanging out with this boy, and because the boys didn't like her, she went home and told my mother where I was because she was jealous. So I shot her with a BB gun. You know, and so her friends and all the other girls in the neighborhood started to try to bully me. I guess they didn't know how I was really cut. My granddaddy had like 50,000 guns. You know, I grew up as a tomboy. So she, this little skinny girl, I guess because she was out from out of town, she come up, she walked past my house every day talking mess. And so one day I was getting ready to go get her. My granddaddy was like, no, Tyree, come back. Don't mess with her. So I came back. She came back the next day. Man, he said don't come, don't go, but he said it in a tone like, don't do that, don't go out there, please don't go out there. Man, I wore that girl out from one side of the street to the next, you know, and that taught me don't let nobody, I don't care who it is, don't let nobody try to make you feel bad for who you are, and there's a lot of these kids that's suffering from that. And, you know, and then it comes from the parents being a bully. You can look at the majority of the movies from the 80s. They always had a bully. They always had an antagonist. The majority of movies have an antagonist, and they make these people look to be they're so powerful. And then you get it like the bully finally overcomes, like movies like Revenge of the Nerds, Weird Science, where the brother was a bully and the girl turned him into a big pile of poop. You know, but it's American mentality. Hell, America is a bully.
Yeah.
You know, if you really look at it, and it's called a group think, and people subscribe to this group think mentality that the weaker species should be ran over. I was in went to junior high school. I think I was in the eighth grade, and it was this boy. He had just came to school, and you know how they do the new kid. You automatically picked on. Well, I was a new kid because I had just got to school. And this boy came, and he was, you know, he was a little funny looking, but he was a kid. And they was teasing him. They was making fun of him, talking about he looked like this, he looked like that. and him and his family were driving across a bridge in Saginaw, and up there they got them bridges that turn or they lift up to let you across the river. And it was wintertime, and his family slid into the bridge, and they fell off in the river, and everybody in the car died, you know. And so the next day we get back to school, everybody, oh, that's so sad, and that's it. I went off. I was like, 2 days ago, y'all was all sitting in here teasing them, so everybody need to shut up.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that formed my mentality to become the bully's bully. If you're going to bully somebody, I'm going to bully you.
Right.
You know, and that goes on Facebook. Like, if you say something on Facebook, people come, oh, it ain't like that, and you were this, and you were that, and they don't know who they be running up on, you know.
Right.
And then after I beat them into oblivion, then they want a name call and block. And so I go to my other profile, and then I go fuck with them some more. Because you started this shit. You ran up on the wrong one, and that's the problem. These bullies think they can just mess with people, and people are just going to take it and back off and be afraid
of
them.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
What Cat Williams
someone chimed
with a tiger.
In. Somebody had wrote a comment. Her name was Kalisha Easton.
Mm-hmm.
It says, as a plus-size woman, I dare to be different. And so what? I'm bigger than most people. The facts are I'm a human being. We all are different and have our things we don't like about our bodies. We don't need people to bring things to our attention. We already know. Bullies are just people who are insecure about themselves and want to seem bigger and better than others. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's true. I mean, a bully ain't nobody but someone who's insecure with themselves and not happy. And usually a bully is someone who's jealous about what you got and how you going about getting yours and things like that. You know, I hear about people on Facebook all the time, you know, bullying people and talking crazy and this, that, and the other. You know, these bedroom gangsters and these so-called studio gangsters and all that, they want to get on Facebook. And now you want to be all hard on Facebook and everything, but you know what I'm saying? But when it come down to it, you know what I'm saying, and then come down to manning up or even being a woman and woman up, you know what I'm saying, you losing something. You know, that's the old saying where they say, well, you tuck your tail and you run, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, if you're going to be a bully, stand up and be that bully, and you know what I'm saying, and speak on it if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? That's just like, if you're going to stand up and stand for something, then okay then. But don't do it just because.
If you're going to stand for something, stand for that. If you can stand, you can stand on your own. You don't have to knock another person down in order to be able to stand. That means you're a coward. You're going to stand for what you stand for. I can say for myself, I stand for what I stand for. I stand for Machiavellianism. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Tupac.
Mm.
So when somebody come in and try to say, oh, Tupac said this or Tupac said that, or try to diss me because of how I feel about him, I shut them down because this is what I stand for. You can't get me to subscribe to your doctrine or your belief because I'm an individual. I'm not telling anybody else to stand for that. I'm not trying to promote it and get nobody else to follow that. That's what I believe. You know what I mean? And then it's this whole thing with, based on your skin color, you're supposed to have this allegiance. No. It's a lot of shit that black people believe that's a bunch of bullshit. You know? And it bothers me that I'm supposed to hate everybody that's white because I'm black. That's dumb. Because it's just as many niggas that don't do shit to me. More than white people have done stuff to me. Okay, America is ran by a majority of white people. Okay, so what? I wouldn't want to live nowhere else. You know?
Right.
I'm not going to be a racist just because you are. And they say there's no such thing as black racism. It's black racism within black race.
Right.
People, light-skinned people don't like dark-skinned people. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. It's all petty, and it's all so simplistic, and it's all based in so much ignorance. You know? And then you go to school, and I got to say this, I went to a white school and I went to a black school. I went to a Lutheran school the first 3 years, and then I went to a public school the next fourth through sixth grade. And when I was in that white school, they didn't treat me no different from nobody else. Them kids treated me with the same equality that they were. They didn't look at my skin. But But when I got to public school, my hair was too curly, or I was teased because I had good hair, or I was teased because I was smart, and being smart was a bad thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's got a lot to do with these dumbass parents. If you're not teaching your kids the right thing, and a lot of it is because they don't know, so I can't really fault them, but at what point when the teacher keeps coming to you telling your child is doing this, you get mad at the teacher for telling on your child?
Yeah.
Illogical nonsense.
You tell the teacher, don't call me don't be calling me with that bullshit and this, that, and the other, and that nonsense and everything like that, and she's trying to tell you what your child is doing in school, you know what I'm saying? For everybody who's just joining in, you know, you got the Fat Man in the Morning Show with my co-host, Tara Tara. We are talking about bullying this morning. If you've been bullied in school, I was bullied in school. I was bullied in middle school and in high school and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? But it made me stand up and realize that, damn, I ain't going to take this. You know, I get tired of getting chased home and shit like that because I wasn't a runner. You know, I was a big kid. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like I could run very far and very fast. You know what I'm saying? So I had to learn how to stand my ground and kick real quick. You know what I'm saying? And everything
that's
like that. And like I said, you know, for the kids out there, there's the few kids that might be listening, if you are listening, your ass need to be in school. You shouldn't be listening to me, but if you are listening and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? Usually a bully is the person that's standing there and got the most mouth and everything like that. You hit that motherfucker in the mouth first and everything and watch see his homies and his so-called fellow bully friends and shit. Watch them back the fuck up off you. You know what I'm saying? I just pulled up some bully statistics. It's a statistics show. Bullying and harassment is becoming a huge problem. The purpose of this website is to help educate the public on bullying issues such as school bullying, workplace bullying, bullying teachers, adult bullies, and more. Our goal is to help teens, families, schools, and communities get the education to help get the education and help they need to prevent being bullied. This site offers information on seeking therapy and treatment for those who are harassing or bullying others or are victims of bullies. By learning about the cause of bullying, each of us can help prevent this type of abuse. We can help our communities be safer. Someone asked me a question last night on Thick Nation Radio. Where does it says that we were talking about something as far as relationships and men being able to share their feelings and everything like that. And one of the ladies asked, "Well, how do you stop the cycle? How do you break it? Where this, that, and the other?" And I told her, I said, the cycle will probably never stop, but the cycle starts with you. You have to stop the cycle. That person that's looking in the mirror, it starts with you. If you find out something that's what's going on in your community, a child's being bullied, or you feel that you're not letting your man or your spouse express himself, or this, that, and the other, or every time he goes to express himself, you know, you figure he's punking out or something like that because he's telling you how he feels, then that's almost like a form of bullying because you're not even willing to sit there and listen to your man tell you what's wrong, and you wonder why shit is going on in your relationship and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we also have certain facts on bullying. It says a fact on bullying. The fact on bullying reveals is it is a growing problem among teens and children. There are several different types of bullying, including cyberbullying, which we were talking about, bullying in schools, as well as other forms of harassment. And this is what bullying basically is. It's harassment. The fact on bullying reveals that bullying can happen anywhere. Many children and teens are regular victims of bullying, which can lead to serious emotional scarring. Yeah, like suicide. I know a lot of kids that has committed suicide behind being bullied in school. Why? Because the teacher wouldn't listen to them. And, yes, black parents, when our kids come home, we need to take the time to listen to them. We need to get out of the TV and looking at the stories or looking at the Steve Harvey show and all of that and this, that, and the other, and take the time to find out what happened in school with your child. When I used to come home from school, my mama used to sit me down at the table and have me tell her everything that I did in school and what happened and what's been on and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And she always let me know, you know, if you're not telling me the truth, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to talk to the school. My parents was involved in teacher-parent conferences. They never missed one. Only thing that my mama didn't get involved in was with the PTA. She didn't feel the PTA because that was a bunch of cackling white women and this, that, and the other, and they weren't dealing with the issues in the hood. And us being the first black family in our neighborhood, in the middle-class neighborhood, they damn sure wasn't trying to hear what we had to say. You know what I'm saying? Now, there are certain types of bullying, which is verbal. Type of bullying, bullying usually involves name-calling or teasing. Then there's social bullying, which is spreading rumors, intentionally leaving others out of activities on purpose, breaking up of friendships, and all examples of social bullying. Then there's physical bullying. This traditional form of bullying involves hitting, punching, shoving, and other acts of intention of physical harm. Then there's cyberbullying. This method of bullying involves using the internet, texting, email, and other digital technologies to harm others. This is crazy. You know what I'm saying? To where you can't even, you know, you can't even get on the internet and handle your business anymore because someone is, you know, trying to bully you or something
you
like
know
that.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Stems from a difference of opinion. If you don't see the things, if I don't see the way you see them, then I'm wrong. And I operate in facts. I study. I learn. I am so in love with knowledge. And I'll say something, and people will swear I'm wrong, and then when I present them with the facts, then I'm a bitch, or I'm a this, or I'm a that. You know what I mean? Because in the black community, I'm not even going to say the black community. In America, intelligence, they make intelligence and being smart like it's a bad thing. And those with brawn, or you a big dumb ox and you can fight, those are the dudes that, yeah, you look up to him because he can fight. They forget about the nerd who going to be working and having the best job in the world over the dude who's going to end up in prison. You know?
Right.
Knowledge
right.
and intelligence is in our community. They make it seem like it's a bad thing to be intelligent. It's a bad thing to be smart. Oh, he a nerd, or he a pussy,
right.
or the nice guy
right.
who can draw or talk good or wears nice clothes. There's
right.
something wrong
right.
with him.
Right, right, right. Well, that's a form of the same thing of a form of a bullying right now. I have a big shout out to the mother of my child, Latisha Jackson. You know, she's always on the line listening and this, that, and the other. She's a fan of Tara, she's always asking me about something that you didn't put up or something like that. You know what I'm saying? You be making. See, and this is something that Tara doesn't realize. You know, she may. You know, and this is something that you all don't realize. Tara will post things on Facebook for information purposes, not for getting a like, not for how many likes she can get and how many comments she can get. She's giving you food for thought. She's feeding us. She's feeding us through a social site. She's feeding our internet hunger. It's like, okay, if you want to hang out on this motherfucker and just see what the hell somebody doing and this, that, and the other, at least when you pass my shit, I'm going to give you something to read and something that's going to make you slow down for a minute and read. But they just bypass her stuff because Tara is deep. And if you can't go there, if you've never swam in deep water, you wouldn't be able to hang with Tara. I put it to you like that. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know how to tread water, then you're probably gonna
drown on my page.
There's
a bunch of bodies on there right now.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you can't keep up with the conversation and everything and go with the flow and know what's going on, because you know where you've been in life, then you're gonna get lost in the undertow. But to get back what we were talking about, you know, she's been telling me about cyberbullying that she's been dealing with in the within these social groups, within these Facebook social groups. You get these men that target certain women and things like that. And don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. ladies, a lot of us men can read your feelings and read how you're feeling through what you post, how you post it, how you say it. You know what I'm saying? You can get a lot of vibe off of your internet, off of your computer, if you're into your computer.
Yeah,
like that. Some of y'all are wrapped around y'all computer all damn day. I'm pretty sure it seems like y'all be making love to your damn computer and everything like that. But we have these groups on Facebook that I tell people to be leery about getting into because of this. You know what I'm saying? A couple
it's,
of other
it's a
facts.
Predator.
Say what?
It's a bunch of internet predators, and it's these dudes that I call them the ones trying to hump in the name of black power. I call them hoteppers, and they usually come at me. They see my picture. Oh, sister queen, goddess, beautiful black queen, you are this blah, blah. I be like, dude, I ain't trying to hear that. I'm a married woman. I'm really not trying to hear what you say. What's your mind like, homie? Let's
right.
have a test. Let's test your skills on what you claim you think you know. You know, because you after Egyptian goddess, I'm like, dude, Egypt ain't even named Egypt. It ain't named Kemet. It ain't this. It's this and this and that. And then I'm a bitch. You know what I
right.
mean? And they basically
right.
bully. They basically trying to use a knowledge and a teaching that's just like these
yeah.
dudes would be Christians or Muslims that use the teachings that are supposed to be for the uplifting of people to solicit sex. And it's a bunch of
right.
them out here. I was in the thread the other day, and this girl said something to the fact that Mendelian inheritance has nothing to do with the color of black skin. And somebody took her comment, posted it, called her a bitch, and said she was stupid. I was like, that's just like people who think melatonin and melanin are the same things. Well, melanin is what makes skin give skin complexion. Melatonin, which is connected to the pineal gland, is what regulates sleep. Well, Mendelian
right.
inheritance is what determines the genetic factors in a body, plant, or anything else. So they was trying to clown her, but they didn't know what she was talking about. They didn't have the information on what she was talking about. So she was name-called based on knowledge that she had that they didn't have. So I came to her defense, and just so happened I ran across a thread, and she was in it, and I friended her. I was like, I had to come to your defense yesterday because they was trying to clown you based on their own ignorance. A lot of people bully based on ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's retarded.
Right,
it's
right.
It's downright retarded.
Yeah, yeah. Most, a lot of stuff is based on ignorance, not knowing, not,
yeah.
not, you know what I'm saying, not, you know, not, not having the education and everything, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's what it is. Everyone is miseducated. That's what it
mm-hmm.
is altogether. We're miseducated, you know what I'm saying? People didn't understand when Lauryn Hill brought out that CD that said the miseducation of
Lauryn Hill.
She was for real about that. She was talking about the things that she's learning now that wasn't taught to her back then, which would be
mm-hmm.
a deterrent for her because, like the old saying say, I wish I'd have knew then
what I knew back
or,
then.
I wish I'd have known now, what, however it go. I wish I'd have knew then what I know now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And everything. You know what I mean? And people kind of looked over that title and was just like, oh, Lauryn Hill about to go in again. She about to do another hellified song. No, she's trying to let y'all know that, hey, I'm still learning. It was a miseducation in my life that
yeah.
I missed and everything like that. But y'all expecting me because I'm a singer, I'm a social icon and this, that, and the other and everything, you know, and we as people put a lot on these so-called artists, musicians, our up-and-coming stars and movie stars, we put too much on their back because I damn sure don't want my child to look up at to look at 2 Chainz or something like that as a role model.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? Or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's getting to where another form of bullying. Hell, they're bullying our own president. People are talking crazy and this, that, and the other. They're talking about the other night when he made his acceptance speech. How many words, they counted exactly how many words he used to speak on gun violence and stopping gun violence compared to when he first got in office, how many words he used to speak on gun violence. You know, I think he used 69 words this time. When he first got in office, he used 1,016 words or something like that. You know, it's not about how many words you use. It's how you use your words.
Getting your point across.
Getting your point across.
That's what it's about. If you know, and it goes to, like a lot, like I said, a lot of these dudes that's Muslims, Islam, hoteppers, they'll say a sentence, but they use so many damn words that you get lost in what they had to
get
say,
lost
like, dude.
Most
of them words didn't even go together. You don't have to use a whole bunch of words to try to make yourself sound intelligent. Just say what you're going
to
say.
They're trying to be so intelligent. The first person that brung that to our attention, and I bet you don't nobody even know about it, the first person that brung that to our attention was Marlon Wayans, if I'm not mistaken. No, it was Damon Wayans. It was
See,
Damon
the
Wayans.
The manifestation
okay?
of the ramification of the
exactly.
root of the
exactly.
root of in monkey paw.
And everything.
You know what I mean?
And
I got a character on my Starshima Jones, 1-800-COMPLAIN.com, called Hotep. And her mm-hmm. opening statement is, lay salami like you like them. Taco Supreme is asthmatics, and asthmatics is Taco Supreme. A Chris stain is a piss stain. You know what I mean? Just random mm-hmm. words that have nothing to do with each other. And as she speaks, she's speaking the truth, but she wraps it in an enigma of words to make it look
right.
like it's a joke. I'm telling the
he
truth.
Make it look
because
like it's a joke. But right, but he's telling the truth.
Make it look like it's
that's
a joke, but
talk.
It's really out here. It's really like that out here. And these
that's
dudes
the
come
talk.
At me, they be like,
you
see, my
saying?
Sister, blah-diddy-blah-blah, blah, and I just instantly cut off like, dude, boop, I'm not
dude,
trying to hear what you're saying because it doesn't make
exactly.
any sense.
Well,
they try to use the fact that I might make a couple typos and somebody say, oh, you can't spell. I'd be like, dude, I don't forgot most shit that most people will ever learn. So don't let these little typos get you missed and screwed that I don't know what I'm talking about. And that's just
right.
a way of them trying to place judgment on me because they can't understand why I have the knowledge that I have. You know,
right.
I be trying to
right.
tell them, like, dude, I've been studying religion and mythology since I was 5 years old. It's like I created
mm-hmm.
the internet in my mind because I would take one book and read it, and it would say, go somewhere else, and I would get another book, and I would read it, and I would read until I would just pass out. So
mm-hmm.
growing up in my neighborhood, that made me different, and I didn't have a peer group that I could share this information with because nobody else was doing this. So I was different, and I was funny acting, or I was weird because I had a thirst for knowledge even as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell these parents, stop buying your kids all these tennis shoes and all these video games. Get their ass
mm-hmm.
in some encyclopedias because this knowledge will follow them into college. They will be able
mm-hmm.
to thrive in this society because America is based on knowledge. You're not
knowledge.
And somebody said today,
knowledge
well,
is power.
How are you supposed to do this? You need information. Stop saying you can't. It's what you say. If you say you can't, you're not going to be able to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If
knowledge
you keep telling
power.
You yourself can't, you won't.
Knowledge is power. Here's some more statistics on bullying. It says 30% of the U.S. students in grades 6 through 10 are involved in moderate or frequent bullying, as
mm-hmm.
bullies, as victims, or as both. According to
mm-hmm.
the results of the first national survey in this subject, bullying is increasingly viewed as an important contribution to youth violence,
mm-hmm.
including homicide and suicide. Case studies of the shooting at Columbine High School and other U.S. schools have suggested that bullying was a factor in many
yep.
of these incidents. Okay, so recent
yep.
statistics show 1 out of 4 kids is bullied. The American
mm-hmm.
Justice Department says this month, 1 out of every 4 kids will be abused by another youth. Survey shows that
77%. Who the main bullies are, though? Parents. Parents. A lot of parents are bullies. Go downstairs and get me some water. I'm beat your ass.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
do this, watch these kids, or I'm beat your ass. So in the home, kids are living under the complete threat of violence if they don't behave a certain way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Kids live under the threat of violence that if you don't do this, I'm going to beat you till you sleepy. You know what I mean? I think it has a lot to do with slavery. I'm not saying it's wrong to discipline your child, but a lot of the ways that we were raised were based in corporal punishment. Beating your kids with extension cords, going out, having to go outside and pick your own switch, you know. And a lot of our grandparents and our parents were raised like that, but it's on our generation to change it. I'm not saying don't discipline your kids and kids don't need to have their little butt woe out every now and then, but it's the mentality of it. We got to look at this shit. We got to look at how we came up to see how we got to change the future, because we're the generation that's going to determine what's going to happen with the rest of the world. You know, so our generation has to make a change. We have to put a stop to this, because the ones before us, and from 2000 on back, everything was a party. This shit's serious out here right now. You know, we got to take responsibility. We got to change everything. How we think is going to change what's going to happen for the generations to come. We're setting the standards based on the things that we do right now. Me and you here on this phone is setting the standards of generations to come. How these kids are going to be raised, how they're, and I gotta admit on my own, I didn't know how to raise children, you know, because of the way I was raised. My mother and father were not available. I was raised by my grandparents. And my grandfather, bless his heart, allowed me the ability to explore my surroundings. I used to hunt, and I used to fish, and I used to dig worms, and you know what I mean? I was allowed to explore. I was allowed to write on the walls. I was allowed to think. And it's like now, these kids are so video game brainwashed, and the majority of video games are based in violence. These kids out here playing Grand Theft Auto, and Grand Theft Auto, you can go get some head, you can go to the titty bar, you can shoot people, all kinds of shit, because these parents are lazy, and they want these games and this TV to raise their kids instead of sitting them down and making them do stuff. You know what I love about Afeni Shakur? Afeni made, when Tupac got in trouble, she made him sit down and read the newspaper. He would have to read a newspaper and give her a book report on what he read. And if you go, it's a thing called Goodreads. If you go and see the books he read, this man read over 70 books. And they say this is just while he was in jail, but he was a reader. He was a thinker. You know, it's about thinking. It's about acquiring knowledge. That's how he was able to relate what he was seeing in his reality and relate it to the rest of the things that he's seen, because his mother made him read. There's nothing wrong with reading. They made it smart to be dumb. They made it cool to be dumb and dumb to be smart. You know, it's nothing wrong with being intelligent. There's nothing wrong with that. And then as soon as we see somebody smart, oh, he a nerd, or he a geek, or he a square. Like it's a bad thing. Right. But that square going to be the one working for corporate America and paying taxes and getting money and driving in a Lexus, while your homeboy going to be out there in a bucket.
Here, gangbanging
is the thing to do.
Let me finish these statistics. It's like a survey showed that 77% of students are bullied mentally, verbally, and physically. Okay, in recent studies, 77% of students said that they have been bullied, and 14% of those who were bullied said that they experienced severe reactions to abuse. Okay. One out of five kids admits to being a bully or doing some bullying, okay? 8% of students miss one day of class per month for fear of bullies, okay? 43% fear harassment in the bathroom at school.
Yeah.
There are 100,000 students. There are 100,000 students that carries 100,000 students that carries guns to school right now. 28% of the youth who carry weapons have witnessed violence at home. Okay?
Yep.
A poll of teens 12 to 17 proved that they think violence increases at their schools. 282,000 students are physically attacked in secondary schools each month. More youth violence occurs on school grounds as opposed to on the way home from school or on the way to school. Playground statistics, every 7 minutes a child is bullied. Adult intervention, 4% peer intervention, 11% no intervention. Okay?
Yep.
And 85%
they used to make us
go
to the bathroom and fight. They used to make us go, like I said, I went to private school and I went to public school. There was never a fight at private school. When I went to public school, as soon as the teacher, it was this girl that sat behind me. And as soon as the teacher would leave the room, me and her would get up, throw blows, and sit back down before the teacher would come in. And they were egging us on. And then we used to play baddest one hit my hand. You know, you hold out, one person hold out their hand, and the baddest one would hit their hand, and then the fight would start. And then we would go to the bathroom and fight. And then we would fight on the way home from school. And then it would be like the Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather fight after at 3 o'clock. Don't let me see your ass at 3 o'clock. You know, it's a conscious collective. It's a group think that this shit is cool. And that shit is coming from home. This shit is going on in a black home. And black people act like they can never be guilty of anything based on what happened in slavery. If a white man ain't sitting on your neck and making you pick no cotton, it ain't got slavery ain't got shit to do with it. No,
slavery
ain't
got slavery don't have nothing to do with what's going on. I honestly believe that's the race card. You know, this is 2014. You know, playing the race card is played out these days. Either you're gonna stand on your own too, or like I said, either ride or get rolled over. But we gotta stop passing the buck. We gotta stop making excuses. Me and Tara Tara are the only ones on the phone this morning. All week, me and Tara have been talking bullshit and talking about people and this, that, and the other.
Phone lines lit up.
Everybody has something to say. Everybody has something to say about the black woman. Everybody has something to say about the black man and this, that, and the other. So are you trying to tell me the people that are listening and my black people, all you want to do is to come on this show and talk about somebody and degrade somebody, but when we put out a call to action to get in our communities and start saving our children and this, that, and the other, me and Tara is the only ones on the phone. And if that's the case, then so be it. Just like she said, if it has to start, and it is starting right here on the Fat Man Wake Your Ass Up morning show of bringing more awareness to what's going on around us in our community, then so be it. Because only the real will survive. Everybody else will get rolled over. You know what I'm saying? You got the fat man up in here.
You know,
here,
no effect. You remember them three little monkeys that you used to see in your grandmama's house, and it was three monkeys, and one had his hands over his eyes, or one over his ears, and one over his mouth?
Uh-huh.
It's called see no, hear no, speak no evil. So people will act like they don't see and hear shit because they're a bunch of talking monkeys. As long as it's something negative, as long as it's something about somebody getting hurt or somebody hurting somebody or negative gossip, they love it. You know, and I test people on Facebook all the time. I say some bullshit, fuck this, kiss my ass, motherfucker, blah, blah. People are like, yeah, that's the shit, yeah, yeah. But if I post something on esoteric knowledge or something deep, they miss that shit so hard. Miss it.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, listen, y'all, you got the fat man up in here. we got my girl Tara Tara on the phone. Of course, y'all know she goes in daily and everything, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. It's 9:32 a.m. We got 27 minutes left in the show and everything. If you want to come on, if you want to comment on this, you know what I'm saying, if you're listening and everything like that. But it seems like when we do things to the community, and this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to take a survey. We done two shows. Last show was about predators. You know, this show is about bullying. We're going to do a show that's going to be about bullshit, and we're going to see how many people call in and this, that, and the other and got something to say about bullshit. And the same people that call in, we're going to ask them, how come you didn't call in or chime in when we were talking about pertinent issues and everything like that? But I guess this is something that Tara used to tell me when we first met. I guess as long as I'm being on here and buffoonery, and I'm doing blackface, and I'm doing that Al Jolson shit and this, that, and the other to make y'all laugh, then y'all want to tune in and listen to what the fat man got to say. But if I'm talking some real shit and some shit that's going on in the neighborhoods and things like that and stuff that's going to save our children, now everybody wants to go to work. Well, that's fine. You can take your ass to work, but this problem is still going to be there when you get off work, when you go to bed, and when you wake up the next morning. And some of y'all won't even know it.
Yep.
You don't even know it. high class. Flat only. You know what I'm saying? It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't need no. It's $1,000 Gasoline, you don't need no. Just $500,000 car, you don't need no. I came up from bottom, you don't need no. My chick all right with me, you don't need no. Got killers with me right now, you don't need no. This $1,000,000 watch, you don't need no. Got $1,000,000 quick, you don't need no.
Hey, that monster truck, sit tall as f- so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, don't even pour it. Spence on Tom Ford, button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then you know it. AP and that P gate with a bright lean when on board. Got a masterpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the f- in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, Floyd, CVC front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 Gasoline, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know. My chick all right with me, you don't need no. Got killers with me right now, you don't need no. This $1,000,000 watch, you don't need no. Got $1,000,000 quick, you don't need.
Think it's a game.
The bottom of these kicks look like slit wrists. I got gold up to my nose, and I look just like slit wrists. Wonder what I signed for? Keep guessing. The label want another all gold, but a young ray stressing. Mama said if you plan the sun, you'll be a star. If you ain't comfortable in your own skin, then what you doing for? I ain't trying to take your fan base. I'm trying to keep my fam straight. Want me to fall off? They can't wait. Want a show, but you can't pay. I add lil' cost 2K. You eat A. Wearing like 3K. Your mama life been rain. Oops, my bad. Did I blow it? I might be your stepdaddy. You ain't even know it.
James, it's $1,000 pair of shoes. You don't even know. It's $1,000 Gasoline. You don't even know. Just $500,000 car. You don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't need no. My chick all right with me, you don't need no. Got killers with me right now, you don't need no. This $1,000,000 watch, you don't need no. Got $1,000,000 quick, you don't need no. Hey, we turned up every day, you don't need no. Got your chick with me right now, you don't need no. We turn up in the club, you don't need no. Got a hundred bottles coming, you don't need no. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Driving half a million car, you don't even know it. This $1,000,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. Got to speak no English, you don't even know it. This $1,000,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. This $1,000,000 Gasoline, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My chick all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1,000,000 watch, you don't even know it. Got $1,000,000 quick, you don't even know it. Ay.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. In that auto
automatic, cook up. Be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Banders in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where the team so strong and the flow so cold, ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it big.
We in it big.
They think they singing me, but they ain't seen shit.
But they ain't seen shit.
Girls on the pole yelling, make me rich. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit. All in my zone, all on my own. Open that pack, rolling that strong, and we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they try to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. We're still in this. We still in this bitch. We're still in this. Yeah, turn the shit up loud and buy another round. They try to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this.
I got big wheels on my ride, spent by 6 meals on my ride. Kept me swerving all of your side of town, but for bitch don't kill my vibe, I don't blow my high, just blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly, your baby daddy dear, respect me, black, yeah, I, that no lie. I'm on my square, blowing circles in the air, for that purple. I'm a boss and you a worker, listen here boy, don't make me hurt you, you want trouble, I got plenty, how you want it, fully simming. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me, don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spent meals all on this shit, boy, it been 11 years of this shit, look at me now, stealing it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they try to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Me and all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor, surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say stun, low-key I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic, rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that, fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with his lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a Jeep out to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clippers, I'm faded.
Trippy.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
We're still in this.
We still in this.
The Wake Your Ass Up in the Morning Show. It's your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 9:42 a.m. I got my co-host on here, Tara Tara, still in the building and everything. Today's topic was bullying, and we were talking about bullying all the way down to cyberbullying, bullying in schools, all the time. We was giving up some statistics. You know, they're saying that there are 100,000 students that carry guns to school right now. You know what I'm saying? And we as parents need to get more involved in school. We need to be at those teacher-parent conferences. And when the teacher calls and says, you know, your son is not paying attention in class, you need to stop going to school and getting in the teacher's ass and start talking to your son and everything and try and make sure that he's willing and wanting to get a proper education and everything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's only so much you can say about this. You know, if people ain't going to listen, you know what I'm saying, you got to listen to learn. If they're not willing to listen to learn, Tara, then, you know, it's kind of like what we're doing now. If somebody's out there listening to us, they're just not chiming in, they're just not making it be known or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I tell a lot of people, you can't hide from yourself, because no matter where you go, there you are. You know what I'm saying? So I know we got 15 minutes left in the show, Tara. You got any last words, sweetie?
My husband was just telling me something about happened to him. He say he, when he was 14, 15, his grandfather died, and then his grandmother died. And somebody took him in and was helping him get clothes and buying him food and, you know, letting him stay with him. And the people in his peer group would tease him and say, oh, that's your daddy. This nigga your daddy. You his son. He ain't got no parents. So what's wrong with this person taking him in? So it made him feel some type of way. So he steered away from the guy and end up in a worse situation than he was, because people will tease you because of something that they're not getting. Another person isn't getting their needs met. They're going to make you feel bad for getting your needs met, you know. And in a young mind, you know, you want to be around your friends. You want approval from your friends, you know. And so it's just a collective of ignorance. It's a whole collective of ignorance about what's a good thing and what's a bad thing. You know, and black people need to stop it. Black people need to grow up. There's no excuses anymore. There's no excuses from a lot of the things that I'm going to say there's a lot of excuses that they need to stop doing as people. You know, what's important? And, you know, people sit up and watch these shows and these love and basketball, hip-hops or whatever, and they watch it just to see who's going to get into it with who. Who's going to fight who. Who's going to act the biggest fool. But I bet you won't see them watching National Geographic of the History Channel.
Nope, they're not doing that.
Nope.
You ask the kid about National Geographic. Now they look at you and go, "What?"
Exactly.
They ask you, is it a video game?
Clueless.
Ask you, is it a video game? I remember back in the day, my mom used to sit us in front of the TV. It was a show that came on called Wild Kingdom.
Oh my, that's my shit.
You know what I'm saying? You remember them two old white men and shit, Wild Kingdom? They used to go out there and shit. This was for the Crocodile Hunter and all of that shit came out.
Yeah.
They would go out there.
Mutual of Omaha.
That's right. Wild Kingdom came on every Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And this, that, and the other. After the what was that? Came on right after Worldwide Sports and everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On Channel 7 out there in Detroit. So.
Yeah.
We was getting our education early. We was getting National Geographic early. I remember when they had National Geographic in the books in middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah, our little freaky asses as boys, we used to look at them to see the little, Serengeti little
girl.
Chicks with the little titties and shit, you know what I'm saying, and
yep.
This, that, and the other. But at least they had them in the school systems in the library where we could go and look at these pictures and look at our ancestors and look at what Africa looked like and things like that. Because that's all National Geographic was really about, was about Africa and third world countries.
Yeah. You know, tomorrow I sign my paper, or I get closer to the deal where I'm getting ready to be on television. I'm getting ready to get into the network arena. You know, I'm getting ready to work on this reality show. And I was telling the network executive, I was like, I'm tired of vegetarian TV. I'm tired of this stupid TV. And he told me that the network execs who, these people govern television. That's who I'm in to talk with. The people that are running in television, I'm talking to them right now about a show. And I told him, I was like, I've planned this to a whole network. I'm tired of television. I'm tired of what I see on TV. The programming is off. So I'm going to go in and I'm gonna change what these children are seeing. I'm going to change the way black people are portrayed on TV. I'm going to personally take that on myself to do that, and that's what it's about. It's about personal responsibility. So I'm going to throw myself into the arena to put my mind into, you know, what's going on in America. And he said, he was like, you're a rare breed, you know, and I gave him my history and I gave him my past based on what I've been through. And to where I am now and how I think, just because of the color of my skin and because I'm a woman doesn't mean that I'm like these women that people see on TV. I told them I can't relate to Real Housewives of wherever. I can't relate to Love and Hip Hop. I can't relate to that. I can relate to this woman that's got two kids in the back seat and she's trying to get milk and diapers. I can relate to her. I want to see her on TV. I don't want to see these coon-ass bitches with nails and hair and fake booties and all that. I'm sick of that. I don't even watch TV. I got six of them, and I very, very rarely even watch them because there's nothing on them that will feed my mind. I grew up watching Sesame Street and Electric Company and Zoom and Mr. Rogers.
Right.
That was the kind
Mr.
of thing
Rogers
that fed
and all
me.
All of that stuff.
Yeah.
Romper Room and all of that, you know, educational shit. that my mom was putting me in front of the TV. Hell, I even was watching Captain Kangaroo.
I love Captain Kangaroo. I forgot about him.
You know, at least Captain Kangaroo, you know, at least he taught me how to count and this, that, and the other and everything. And you know what I mean? And taught me about animals and where baby animals come from and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So all those educational channels, but don't get me wrong. I ain't going to knock the Doras and, you know, Diego and everything. At least, you know, at least I could say about Dora, when my daughter was watching Dora, she learned how to speak Spanish.
Yeah. These
you know
kids don't watch enough PBS.
You know,
PBS
she looked
is,
at me one day and went, "Hola, Daddy," and I looked at her and I was like, "What did she say?" She said, I said, "Hola, Daddy," and I went, "Damn, okay, yeah, how you doing? Good morning." You know what I'm saying? And this, that, and the other. But my daughter,
she thought she had left the H off holler, huh?
Yeah, at 2.5, 3 years old, she was learning how to speak Spanish already through this little cartoon on TV that would take her on trips, and she would sit there and watch it all day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we need to get back to that. We need to get back to educational television. Whatever happened to, you remember the PBS channel? PBS channel used to bring on stuff for parents.
PBS
and kids
still
to
come
sit
on.
And watch
PBS
together.
Still has beautiful programs. The network people I'm talking to are the ones who created the show Carmen Sandiego.
Okay.
You know? So they're looking for someone to come in and change this shit. They're looking for fresh, innovative program, but they can't get a black person because most black people are on some bullshit, you know? So that's why I'm going to go to the arena. I'm going to use what I've learned. I'm going to use my intelligence. I'm going to use the history that I've had with television, and I'm going to implement it into the world. I have to because I have a granddaughter that's coming up. I don't want my granddaughter growing up following Nicki Minaj and thinking she did more for black history than Martin Luther King.
Come on now.
You know?
That ain't that, you know. We need to, well, like I said, Tara, you know, next month is Black History Month, so I know you got a lot of stuff lined up as far as getting us straight with our black history. It is, I am looking forward to that. And everybody else, you know, y'all get ready because I know Tara going to put us on point on our black history next month, so y'all might as well get y'all pens and pencils together and everything like that, because I know she's going to give us quotes. She gonna take
I got a page called
Afromation.
It's on Facebook. AFROMATION. And I got it from this book. It's 365 Days of African History. And I haven't really, you know, posted it in a while, but it's called Afromation. It's got some history of black people that you never hear of, not even on Black History 28-Day Month. You know?
Okay.
So tell
them they can get that
out and find out more.
Let's get that. Let's get that together. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to make sure we get it in for Black History Month. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about people. And that's the thing about it. I want to learn about people that I haven't heard about. You know, we know about the Frederick Douglasses and, the Marcus Garveys and everything like that, the Malcolm X's and stuff like that. Let's learn about the people that we don't hear about. Let's talk about the people that we don't talk about, that's not talked about in school, that's not brought up in just casual conversation. We know that Rosa Parks' ass was really just tied and she just sat down and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know, let's really delve into our history for all my history buffs. So we're going to start, you know, promoting that, you know what I'm saying, starting tomorrow, after our show tomorrow, we will be starting to promote Black History Month, because the first is on Saturday. And I know everybody going to be busy because that's when the food stamps hit. So
it's the first
everybody
going to
be out. You know, yeah, it's the first of the month, so everybody's snap card going to be snapping, even mine. I'm going to get my butt out of here early and go grocery shopping and this, that, and the other. This last of the week shit, man, you be down to ramen noodles and fucking all the fruit in the house by the time you get down to the last
so cold,
week.
I got the people to deliver the food to my house. They got something out here called the Schwan's Food Truck, and you can order your food online, and they deliver it to your house, and they take food stamps. Woo!
Oh, no, not the Schwan. Schwan's taking food stamps? They on the EBT tip now?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Schwan's.
Oh,
I don't know about Schwan's. They bring you all the good shrimp and ice cream and this, that, and the other, and everything, and they deliver it right to your door, and now they on the EBT. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I knew it was something. I knew things was brightening up when I went to Florida, And I seen that you can go in Florida and go inside the McDonald's or the Burger King and you can use your EBT card. I said, boy, technology is something else. You know what I'm saying? Out there in California, you can go in any fast food restaurant and use your EBT card. You know what I'm saying? Like
goodness.
I tell people when I go to the grocery store, I throw my EBT card like I'm playing spades. I throw that motherfucker up there and shit like I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm cutting a book and shit, playing spades. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, we glad that y'all tuned in with us and rolled with us, you know what I'm saying, on our topic this morning. We will be back tomorrow morning with a brand new topic, you know what I'm saying? So for Fat Man and Tara, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get the hell up out of here and love, peace, hair grease, love somebody, you know what I'm saying? Be nice to somebody, y'all. Treat each other right.
That's
okay?
Right.
And, you know what I'm saying? And we will see y'all tomorrow, all right? All right. We out of here.
Thank you, Fat Man.
Come here, girl. Time to get on the dance floor. Shake what your mama gave you, baby. Show me them Twinkies. Show me them honey buns. Come on, shake that thing.
Psychosomatic. Peter Rock the party from the syrup. Straight out of Detroit, Max. I think it's time to tell her. I be the bigger figure with the funky back to blow. The back to blow with any bigger nigga steal the show. Party's on in the back room. Fat girl, step up. The skinny ladies get them girls room. It's time to blow me a drink. And my girl Chanel, she got a $50 stack of dang. So drop that ass to the floor. We be clubbing, I'm turning up all the ladies straight from the dough. Feeling good off the liquor we consuming. Must be popping to the floor, keep that ass moving. Party over here, party over there. It's still a family party, don't stop it, the police is there. It goes on and on to the hook. This party don't stop it till that ass is shut. Can I get on?
racks on racks on racks.
Oh love, racks on racks on racks.
Oh love,
racks on racks on racks.
Oh love,
racks on racks on racks.
Oh love,
racks on racks on racks.
I'ma feel this when you met me. Take the time to get this ready. Take you down to get this ready. Yeah. What's up when I drop? I hope you ready. Cause that poison gon' be deadly. Universal call my silly.
Got a whip white as Madonna, and a chick but I don't call her. I'm allergic to any couch that's under $20,000. I don't sit much to be honest. Got a chick named Pocahontas, and she say my bank account got like 100,000 commas. Making stacks on top of stacks, and really it couldn't be nothing less. If she say she got good brain, then I guess I'll be her professor. And if you got racks on racks, then I stack dressers up on dressers. Cause my pockets stay on max, your pockets must be on compressor. Betcha I'm a money catcher, this is something you can't measure. Stacks ain't human. If it was, they'd be the fattest hell forever. Once I put them all together, where your jeweler? Please go tell her. See my rocks, they throwing up. He must be signed to Rockefeller. When you pull up in your ride, they be like, that ain't nothing special. When I pull up to valet, they say, hey, look how God has blessed you. They think it's a submarine trying to figure out the vessel. Call it Uncle Panamera. Next to that, I got his nephew.
Got a firm Verizon Kelly. Got a chain and it's so heavy.